Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, May 30th, 2024. A group of Midcoast residents have come together to support a Northport woman who is facing a serious health challenge for the second time in her young life. And this weekend, they'll be holding a garden party picnic on the grounds of the historic Oak Hall in Bayside.
Hi, my name is Jessica Erickson, and I am a Northport resident. And my husband and I, when we found out about Ashley's diagnosis, decided to open up our estate to host this fundraiser for her so she can get the care that she needs, care for her two young boys who are still in high school. Ashley's 48 years old. A couple years ago, she beat breast cancer, and unfortunately, today it is back. We have rallied around her, her friends, and family to host this beautiful event that has actually been Ashley's vision. She was the one who came up with the whole entire thing, and so I feel like I'm just a messenger and coordinator for her vision, and adding little pieces here and there to help highlight it with my history of event producing. But really, this is just completely Ashley's vision, and hopes and dreams for this party are to uplift her spirit and raise some funds and have a good time and go into this with a fighting spirit. So I hope that we can accomplish that this weekend on Sunday. Oak Hall Estate is the largest private residence in Maine. It was built by Ira Cobe, who was a financier and founder of AAA and essentially started the Indy 500. And he was known as a bit of a party person. And so I think it's really fitting that this event for Ashley is being hosted here, because as I've gone through this process with her and organized this event, I've met all of her amazing friends from all different facets of her life. And they all repeat the same thing, that they met her at potentially a festival or school or somewhere along the way in her life. And she was always the eternal party person, bringing everybody together and the light of each event. And her nickname, Ashley Strangebird, actually comes from those festival days where she would make really funny bird calls. And so people nicknamed her Strangebird. And then when Facebook came out, she decided that she would go by that and reinvent herself. I met her at a fundraiser. Every year we host a big Halloween party to support the Northport Food Pantry, and she came and volunteered as a tarot card reader, and so we began our friendship in the way of giving to other people. And that's just her, you know. She's just such a joy, such a beautiful person, amazing mother. She's just been part of this community for so long, and everyone I've spoken to really loves her, and she's just like one of the most positive people that I've ever met. Even through this whole experience, you know, after beating cancer 2 years ago and being at the young age of 48, it's come back. It's not great, but she's a fighter. So her friends have rallied together to help her in a three-part harmony, which would be, one, a GoFundMe page, an online auction, which is launching the day of the event, and the garden party picnic, which is Sunday, June 2nd from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at our historic Oak Hall Estate in Northport, Maine. We're selling up to 200 tickets. It's a lawn picnic, bring your own picnic. There will be scones from the Scone Goddess, who has donated 200 scones for the event. We'll have a cake sale and potentially some of Ashley's amazing tie-dye pieces for sale. And then there's going to be live music from Doug and Scott Morgan, Jenny Lou Drew, and legendary drummer John Fishman of the iconic jam band Fish. And 13-year-old singer-songwriter from Liberty, Alyssa Cohen, is going to open the show. And we're really excited to bring all of these musicians and talents together to celebrate Ashley and enliven her to fight the good fight.
That was Jessica Erickson of Northport, host of the Garden Party Picnic Benefit at Oak Hall this coming Sunday. The website for tickets and more information is lu.ma/strangebird. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. The weather's supposed to be beautiful right through the weekend, so I hope you all get a chance to go out and play. I'll see you tomorrow.